The Crooked Street by Brian Freeman. Performed by Joe Barrett. Denny Clark emerged through a cloud of steam into the cold darkness of Chinatown. The fragrance of ginger and jasmine and the spitting sizzle of hot oil chased him into the alley. His shoes tracked footprints outlined in pig's blood onto the stone. He slammed the metal door behind him, silencing the chorus of voices bellowing in Mandarin from the restaurant kitchen. With sweat on his forehead, Denny breathed hard and nervously eyed the shadows. On either side of the walkway, brick buildings rose 6 stories over his head, and fire escapes clung to the walls. The alley front shops were barred and padlocked. It was 10 o'clock on Friday night. He'd come here to deliver a warning, but he was too late. Mr. Jin was already gone. So was his son. No one had seen or heard from them for 3 long days. Denny squinted at the faces in the alley. 2 Chinese teenage girls chirped to each other as they zigzagged toward him in short skirts and high heels. A hooker serviced a bald client in the doorway of a massage parlor. Barely 10 feet away, a homeless man bared his yellowed teeth and banged a copper mug against the pavement. Denny threw him some change from his pocket. He clutched a phone in his damp palm. He'd written the number for a Singari on the back of his hand because he knew he might need it later. He struggled to read the numbers. The moisture on his skin had made the ink run. He dialed and waited as the phone in the busy Tenderloin restaurant rang and rang. Finally, an impatient voice answered. Denny could hear a clarinet warbling jazz in the background. "Is Chester there?" Denny asked. "What?" "Chester," Denny repeated loudly and urgently, trying to cut through the noise. "I need to talk to Chester." "Hang on." The noise of the restaurant disappeared. He was put on hold, and he gripped the phone tightly as he waited. Maroon 5 kept him company, and he listened to payphone all the way to the rap by Wiz Khalifa before a new voice came on the line. "This is Virgil. Talk to me." "Virgil, it's Denny Clark. I was looking for Chester." "Well, well, Denny. It's been a long time, stranger. How come you haven't had me out on the boat lately? I'm hurt, devastated, in need of tequila." "I'm sorry, but this is important. I need to talk to Chester right away." "I need to warn him," Denny thought. "Well, you're too late, amigo," Virgil replied. "What? What do you mean?"